This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The voice of Villanova basketball, play-by-play announcer Ryan Fannin joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. And what do you know? There he is on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ryan, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Great to be on with you guys. Just got back from New York, and what an unbelievable 24 hours, what an unbelievable 24 months it was with the Wildcats winning a couple titles. And, wow, DiVincenzo, you guys got an unbelievable young man and a great star in the making in the NBA, in my mind, no question about it.
Yeah, and that's an outstanding run that they've had over there at Villanova. Congratulations to you and everybody involved. Can you clear something up for folks around here? I tried to clear it up to open the show, but you could do a much better job of it than I can, being in the position that you're in. There's this misconception amongst some Bucks fans who aren't happy with the pick that DiVincenzo is a one-game wonder, that he made a name for himself with a 30-point performance in the finals last year and didn't really do anything other than that. Folks saying he wouldn't have been drafted until the second round if he didn't do what he did on that stage. Clear that misconception up for folks that he did a lot more than that in his time at Villanova.
He absolutely did, and I think here's a guy that the thing in Jay Wright's program that is cannot state enough is the player development within the time they get there. You hear so much about recruiting, rankings, and all that, but the player development within Villanova is absolutely off the charts. Watching Dante DiVincenzo, he came in and he had that look his freshman year when he had the foot injury and had to redshirt his first year. He always had a build and the height and the athleticism, and I remember seeing him early on and thinking it's just a matter of time before his confidence grows and his games blossoms that he's going to be an NBA player down the road. You could see it from when he first came to Villanova out of being the Delaware Player of the Year. But this year, on the best team in the country that went 36-4 and won their six tournament games by an average of 17.7 points per game, this is a guy that averaged over 13 points a game, 4.5 rebounds, shot 48% almost from the field, and close to 40% from three. He was a very, very huge part of the greatest team in Villanova history and one of the best teams we've had in college basketball, candidly, in the last two decades. So he is absolutely not a one-game wonder.
It appears to us that he plays with some swag. How is he off the court? How is he with teammates? How is he in the locker room?
He is he's just a cool customer. I mean, I travel with him, and he is just incredibly respectful. He's so well-liked. He just, you know, he'll sign any autographs. He's great with kids. His parents are great people. I mean, he is just this is the thing that I'm always amazed at when I travel with Villanova, and it starts with Jay Wright at the top, because Jay Wright, just the culture and the kind of respect you got to have to be a Villanova player, and he recruits great kids from great families. So they come, and then they get tutelage under Jay, and they leave, and they're so mature, and they're ready to go. And even though he was a sophomore this year, he was a redshirt sophomore. So he's had 3 years in college. I think the whole Milwaukee community is going to love this young man. He's a class act every way, shape, and form.
Let's talk about him on the defensive side of the floor. What can Bucks fans look for on that side of the floor?
He's an able defender that loves getting after it, loves taking charges. You know, he's a combo guard that has an underrated handle. I mean, people talk about him as a shooting guard and all the hype about the Michigan game, but he's a combo guard. He can handle it very well. He can play point and did for us at a lot of times when Brunson needed a rest during his time. And, you know, in the combine, he had that leading 34.5-inch standing vertical leap. I mean, he's a tremendous leaper, and he's a guy that, you know, at Villanova, Jay gives the guys incredible offensive freedom, but if you don't play hard, you don't play at Villanova. So the defensive whole mindset is there in a huge way, and in the NBA, we know most teams don't play defense till the playoffs anyway. But this is a guy that actually will come in and want to play defense.
And that's the other thing that goes along with this dude in general, and I think why the Bucks really liked him and why I'm excited for him, and this is who I wanted the Bucks to pick myself, and that is kind of knowing your role and fulfilling that role that's asked of you by the head coach. Clearly, that's what happened at Villanova. And in Milwaukee, he may start, but more than likely, he'll probably come off the bench, at least in year one, and being able to accept that role and then doing it to the best of your abilities without causing a problem.
He played 40 games, all 40 games for Villanova this past year. He came off the bench in 30 of those 40 games. He embraced the six-man role. He embraced the team concept. He was the sixth man of the year in the Big East. He was the outstanding player of the Final Four. You know, there's a lot of talk about the 31 points against Michigan, but he had 15.6 rebounds in Villanova's throttling of Kansas in the semifinal. I mean, he's a guy that I think all of our draft picks I'm so excited about, but DiVincenzo's upside to be a star in the NBA to me is really there.
Tell us something about Dante DiVincenzo that we might not know.
Let me go back to your swagger about him. He'll be a guy that I think that you all will find that will end up being someone that will. You know, I love the Midwest. My mom's from the Midwest. Not that that matters, but I've been out there a lot is my point. And he has this friendliness, this great Midwest feel to him in a way. I just think he's a guy that off the court, on the court, in the community, he's a guy that could end up being just, because he just gets so much better every year. And I can't wait to see him. And if he can get the time and the fact that, you know, new coach wants to run out there in Milwaukee and he's so good in the open court, I can't wait to watch it evolve. I think you're going to see just the best way I can describe him is so well-rounded and a guy that the whole community is going to love out there in every way, shape, and form. I'm just thrilled for him. And, you know, they always say it's your time to go when they're ready to draft you. Well, you know what? He showed not only by his performance late in the year, but he showed it all year. And then the way he performed in the combine and the way he impressed NBA executives and all those personal meetings, there was no doubt in my mind. I had him going in the 16 to 21 range going into last night, and he landed right there. And the Bucks obviously were dying for him not to go at 15 or 16, and he came right into their lap at 17, and they got the guy that they clearly said they wanted. And we're thrilled at Villanova for him, and you guys should be thrilled to get a great young man that can really play. And here's the other thing. There's always a couple guys in the draft that get to teams, and they don't even truly love basketball. It's been like, well, you know, I'm good at it, and I'm going to try to work hard. This guy loves it. He wants to get in the gym. He is a huge workout guy in terms of that intangible that every team wants to have. A guy that truly, truly loves the game. You're getting a gym rat.
Talking with Ryan Fannin, play-by-play announcer for Villanova basketball here on the Wendy's Big Show. Before we let you go, there was another guy from those Villanova Wildcats that I wanted to ask you about, and that's Jalen Brunson. This is a kid who won two national championships there, won the championship at his high school, a high school that I grew up just down the street from. So I'm a big supporter of Jalen Brunson, and I sort of followed him through the reading the Chicago Tribune and just a lot of friends and family that I have in the area who watched him in person. And I don't understand how a kid with that pedigree, in terms of what he accomplished both on his as a team, as a member of a team, and individually, slipped so low in the NBA draft. What is it about his game, do you think, that folks don't think translates to the next level?
I think they don't think he's an incredible athlete. And we know so many of the guys that went last night, they get drafted on potential. And they get so caught up in, oh, he's got to have that high motor. He's got to be just an off-the-charts athlete. And Brunson has everything. But he's not, like, lightning quick. And he's not that crazy athlete sometimes that you see that gets picked in the first round. But I had him in that 26 to 30 mix. And if he didn't go there, I thought at worst he would slip between 31 and 35. And boy, the Mavericks are going to find the greatest winner in Villanova history. I mean, that kid, you know, I'm very high on DiVincenzo. But in terms of a single player that made a bigger impact in Villanova basketball history, I don't think you'll find one bigger than Jalen Brunson. He is the all-time biggest winner, simply winner that I've ever been around. Everything is about winning and doing it the right way, and that's why he was so unselfish this year, and he still won National Player of the Year, because it's all about his team and that whole culture that Jay builds. That's what all these teams are going to be thrilled to get these Villanova guys, because they're not about themselves. They're about, how can I help make the team better? And if I do, things will happen good for me as a product of that.
That's Ryan Fannin, play-by-play voice for Villanova basketball, and our guest for the last few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show, giving us some really great insight on Dante DiVincenzo, the first-round pick of the Milwaukee Bucks. Do you have a nickname for him that you coined while he was playing at Villanova? I know Gus Johnson, who does Bucks games, he coined him the Big Ragu. Did you have a nickname for DiVincenzo while he was out there?
You know, we had some fun with that one, and he was referred to as the Michael Jordan of Delaware.
That's another one I've heard, yeah.
Delaware, because he just was, I mean, you see some of the highlights, and even back in high school at Louisiana in Wilmington, Delaware, just he'd take off for a dunk, you figure, how is he going to get to the rim, and he did. So those were the two big ones that we had for him. But you know what? Like I said, it's the versatility, and anything that the coach asks him, go do for us, he's going to go do. His versatility, his ability to shoot, defend, rebound, score in transition, score pull up, attack the rim. You know, you got a great one. I'm really bullish on him.
Ryan, thanks a lot for the time and the insight, man. Really appreciate it.
You guys have a great night. Great Same. Joining you. I look forward to being out there to take on Marquette next year in a Big East game. Take care, fellas.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.